housing lender.
If you are miles away, you'll enjoy the day. If you listen to the Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Tuesday, right? Isn't today Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. Richie was under the weather last night when I got an email from him still. He's got some problem with being dizzy. And I heard last night when I was driving down to New York, because that's where I'm going to be here in New York for the next couple of days, there's a new cream. We got to find this, Jennifer. Get these people on the air. There's a cream you can put under your ear, and it dramatically fixes the problems of dizziness. People
really
like to hear that story. Yeah, that was very good news. A cream behind your ear. I've had problems. When the allergy season starts, I get really, at the beginning, before you kind of adjust to it, I'm really dizzy. How many of you feel that way? 800-510-8255. When you first, the allergies get sort of worse every year. I've noticed that my reaction is different. Every year, something else is affected. I have gotten dizzy before, but when I got back to the farm, it was like it hit me last Thursday. Was it Thursday night I got home? I think it was. Wasn't it Thursday?
Yeah,
Thursday. I think it was Thursday
night.
Yeah. I got out of the truck, and I got off. I went to one of the farms on my way in, and it was just a little after dark, and I got out of the truck, and I couldn't stand up. I just almost fell over. I don't know whether it was just that immediate reaction. For the next 24 hours, I was dizzy as a son of a gun. And then it hadn't bothered me. Once I spent all weekend working, moving hay from one farm to another. We moved about 1,000 bales of hay in 2 days, just a couple of us. And, the hay is dry and dusty, and you cough and you snort and all that sort of thing. And it maybe that mitigated the allergies that are coming from all of the things that are growing. And don't get me wrong, it's wonderful. This is the time of year when we all feel so good because we are waking up. Except for those of you in California who are already awake, like Jennifer. It's
yes.
Awake time all the time in California. I think that's one of the
right.
reasons I like
We're 24/7,
it.
We're 24/7, baby.
Right. Now, earthquake in San Francisco yesterday afternoon. You didn't know that?
No, I did hear that.
No. All right.
I was trying to be a good audience, really.
Okay, thank you. Really? Thank you, Jennifer, for playing. Anyway, that's why I like you around so much, because you're a great person to play with.
That's right.
3.9. Bob Kay, who's my general manager who lives in San Francisco, called me about 6:40 or 6:45 last night. He said, well, just went through an earthquake. And it was matter of fact. I said, okay, because Bob's been a Californian, grew up there, lived there much of his life, and kind of gets the whole deal.
Yeah, and I hate to break it to you, but a 3.9... It's nothing.
No, it's like somebody stubbed on, like Jack and the Beanstalk tripped on the sidewalk.
Yes.
That's sort of what. He would go boom, and there's a little shake, rattle, and roll. And he was only 5 miles from the epicenter of it. And something to talk about.
But I don't love you.
But you see, one of the things that happens with us, and this because of the other program I do, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're so focused on the political talk radio programs. It's that program that gets that stuff out of my system, folks, so I don't have to talk about it here. For 2 hours, I listen to people. The program is a synopsis of what's going on in the 40 or so biggest talk radio programs and shows and stations that are focusing on the left and the right and, all of that stuff that everybody thinks all talk radio is, or I shouldn't say everybody, the news media thinks it's all the same, a big cabal, but it isn't. There are a lot of programs around, or more and more like mine, that are attempting to get people off of politics, because hello, ding, 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 there are other things going on in the world than just what's going on the political side of things. Having said that, you get to a point where you realize that this whole business of trying to reshape the future, kind of to look ahead and learn from our mistakes, that kind of stuff, it becomes fun. I look at the Trump situation, the Trump callers and the Trump, the people who think it's a good idea that he runs. If you take the politics out of it and just focus on the individuals, how interesting some of these individual people are. I think Barack Obama, and I know I'm going down a different road for a second here, Jennifer, but give me some license. People like Obama, very interesting characters in their own right, I mean, a horrible president, but yet an interesting guy, caricature. Trump,
for sure.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
I don't think he means to be horrible.
No, I think he thinks he's doing the right thing. It's just, lousy, no experience and no real world view on things. But unfortunately, we're at a time we need somebody who's got all of that stuff, and he hasn't got any of it.
Right.
And George Bush didn't have any, just had no sense of anything. And so Donald Trump has a sense of something. Not quite sure he has a sense of self. There's no question about that. But, you know, there's something there that intrigues people, and he's different than the main. So people who aren't comfortable with politics in general find someone like Trump. And it's been a long time. I was thinking through my history, and other than Ross Perot, who wasn't a politician, I can't think of anybody who actually made it, who had the ability to make it beyond what might be the first round, that wasn't a really hardened politician. People say, well, Mike Huckabee. Well, Mike Huckabee was governor of Arkansas, so he certainly is a profiler. You know, there are people who actually think that Karl Rove ought to run for president. Yuck.
I think if you look hard enough, there are people that think you should run for president.
Somebody called in the last hour and said he wanted me to run, and I said, okay, well, his name was Daryl. Let's have the D&D ticket.
There you go. Daryl and Doug ticket.
But anyway, the point I'm making here is that there are so many interesting people in the world, and we get so stuck on the same names because we think we know them or we have an interesting connection, and becomes trivial. But yet, it is what a lot of people are yakking about. And I was looking, the reason I brought it up is because I think there's some really interesting characters. Dennis Kucinich is somebody that I like very much.
Yeah, you do like him a lot. He's been on the show.
Yeah, I do like him. I don't know that I am enthralled with all of his points of view, but I find more often than not that I do connect with his thoughts on things, especially the laissez-faire, get out of people's bedrooms and lives and that sort of thing. And that's, if I may say one thing, the problem the Tea Parties are having right now is that they haven't stuck to one thing. My advice, but he wants my advice for what it's worth, is that you get off all of the other stuff, the parent, Planned Parenthood, and all these other things. Forget about it. You got to pick one thing and make it work for you, and then people will give you some real credibility. And the one thing that they have the best stake in, that they can have the most impact on, and really create a different, really social conversation, is in the way we're spending money. The money that's being spent, the debt that we're creating, the mess that is, you know, what we all faced maybe yesterday and today, more because our taxes are due and we think about it more. We ought to be thinking about this stuff all year long. Maybe more people are, because this budget fight's going to go on all year. The Tea Partiers will hold their ground. They will have an impact, and it's about time. And so with that in my mind, the back of my mind, that's the backdrop for some time that I'd like to spend with you at 800-510-8255, thinking now that maybe you have most of it in your past, the IRS and horror stories. And I don't mean this. I mean this. Yeah.
That was somebody yesterday dropping the envelope in the mailbox. Yeah,
trash can maybe is a better place for it. All right, so what has happened to you at the behest of the IRS, 800-510-8255, maybe better yet, what have you learned? Let's share some stories, and maybe through your story, somebody will be better or they'll feel better about their own experiences. Have you ever had any run-ins with the IRS, Jennifer?
No, there was the only one that I've ever had is when I had a tax preparer that was a friend of a friend, and they moved one of the decimal points of my deduction.
Ooh.
Yeah, that wasn't good. And of course, I just signed it and sent it and didn't see it. Mm-hmm. And then I got a nice little envelope saying, how is it possible that you could deduct it?
Right. And would you like to send us a check, please?
Yeah. Check, and so please. I showed it to my tax person, and my tax person's like, well, I guess you better send a check.
Yeah. All right. So that's not a bad thing.
Minor.
Yeah. But who's had any run-ins? What lessons? Here's the best part of this. Lessons that we can learn from your experience. Kind of like on the weekends, we do this show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and it's all about people calling in with their medical problems and questions. And I encourage people to do that, because with each call, even though some people say, oh, nobody else could have this problem, you'd be amazed, because there are hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this program at any one moment in time, and millions over the course of the week. So I'm betting that your experience can be replicated with somebody else, and they'll say, aha, or maybe you've got a solution. In this case, it's sort of either too late or too early for the solution. Too late because everything has to be filed. This year in Massachusetts, it goes in today. But other than that, you have to have filed, at least figured out how to pay what you owe for last year.
Or done an extension.
Well, but the extension doesn't apply. You see, I keep underscoring this. The extension only applies to your submitting the paperwork. You have to have the money or
gotcha.
Some reasonable facsimile in a plan by today or yesterday.
Or yesterday,
night,
yeah.
Or they'll come after you. And that's the real thing. And it doesn't, you know, as much as when I was younger, I thought of these guys who said the 13th Amendment, the illegal, unconstitutional, don't pay your taxes. Yeah, I thought that was swell.
But so they're knocking at your door.
Right, exactly. But then you see, that's how they do this. And that's part of the IRS horror story. They threat, the threats, the intimidation. I got into trouble once in the early 1980s when I had my one of my other companies. I didn't pay my withholding. That's it. That should show how much I'm into it. Now, the withholding tax, and it was about $100,000. I had used the money for something else because I got into a little bit of a jam. That was the last time between that time and right now. It's the only, you know, the thing's been clear sailing. Anyway, so I hired somebody who had been an IRS agent for 6.5 years to work with the IRS, because they came in like thugs. My God, you'd have thought that I was the king of the mafia or something, the way they treated me. And it was a mistake that I made, admitted to it, and wanted to make it right. But the way I was handled was despicable. And, you know, under the circumstances, I think that we need to sort of, we've any of us that have had these problems, you've colored, I'm sure, your own thoughts about the IRS, especially. I think that they're a despicable organization. The way they're motivated, the way they handle people. You know, the guy who threatened me, even when we were going into a settlement, he was like a rogue agent. We're going to get
really?
You.
Like,
oh,
in
my
person
God.
He was?
Yeah, oh, in
you?
Person. He was very intimidating, extraordinarily huh. intimidating. And yeah, exactly. That's right. Hey, or we'll get you. 800-510-8255. So tell us some stories. It's 19 after on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top. This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The tax man in the focus here on Good Day, 21 after.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Prices.
Another Doug Steffen Oddball Theory.
Time, in fact, is going faster because the axis that the Earth is on is changing.
This is kind of stupid.
So a second today is not the same length as a second, 1,000, 2,000, however many years ago you want to go back.
If you're trying to impress me, you failed.
We could only be living to be 55, according to the standards set 4 million years ago by however fast the Earth was turning then. Anybody with me on this?
Yeah, that's his problem. He's a nut.
Having fun with Doug Steffen's good day.
CPAs, tax bloggers, those of you who want to write about some of the IRS experiences or call us with yours, follow us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Doug Steffen Show. Jennifer is tweeting as I speak about this. So some of you, 800-510-8255, yet other scary IRS agent stories. Here is Walt in Sacramento with his. Walt, thanks for calling. Good day. Good morning.
Hey, Doug. This happened back in 1980, and I had my best friend open up. He was an ace mechanic and opened up an auto repair shop with a partner.
Yeah.
And him and his worker, they did the repair part, and his friend, his partner, did the counter, took care of the books, paid the taxes and all that, and he assumed everything was okay.
Right.
Well, 3 years later, his partner had gone in with the money.
Yeah,
then they find out the taxes weren't paid, and IRS wanted their $50,000 immediately.
Yeah.
And he couldn't work anything out, and 30 days, he kept going to work trying to work it out, and 30 days later, he went to work, and he had seized his place, all of his tools, everything. He had a wife and two little kids, and he checked into a hotel room and fell into bed and committed suicide.
My God.
Oh,
you know what? That story is not unique. There are many people who have done that, and that speaks to what I'm here saying. You know, this is really these agents are agents of shame and crime more often than not. It is criminal that we have these people who are Americans at war with other Americans. Yeah, of course we have to pay our taxes. One of the real slime wads in all of this, Walt, is the culprits who don't want to change the system, even though the system is horrible. The sales tax ideas, the various ideas that people have had to get rid of, the underground economy, it just doesn't ever get anywhere with politicians because they have interests that would push them away from that. But that's the fairest way. You would never have a scenario like that, which you just described, if we didn't have an income tax.
He told me it was like dealing with the mafia.
Say again?
He He told me it was like dealing with the mafia.
Yeah, it is. I tell you, the guys that came after me, there were four of them, big, hulking guys, that they intimidate you as if you were dealing with a mob. It's just a mob. It just, you know, they work for the government. And to have that sort of atmosphere, regardless of whether you're right or wrong, but to have that atmosphere in our country, we're supposed to be working together. Sure, there are some people who are cheats. There's no question about it. And, yeah, you got to deal with them. But is this the way to deal with them? Methinks not. Walt, I'm sorry for your friend, but I'm glad you told us your story. Thank you for taking the time to call us at 800-510-8255. We're spending a little time in this hour talking about the IRS agents, some horror stories, just to kind of put things in it, just to make us, this sort of caps the anger that we that we feel, the money that is taken from us, extracted from us. It would be great. We all need to pay our taxes.
I want to report, though, about where my money's going.
Yeah, well, I want to stop.
Nice?
I want to stop my money from going to things, charities, for example, that I don't approve of. I don't support them. Why would we have money extracted from us that go to things like that? Why not just the bare necessities? Those are some of the things that people are thinking, Jennifer. We have all of this, the various things that are being done in the name of the United States, money being used for this, that, or the other thing, and many of us don't approve of it. Let us decide what we want to do or who we want to help, not the government. And that's part of the problem here, why we're in the hole as much as we are, because a lot of the money goes to things that are not in the best interests of everybody, and we all know that. All right, what have you found in the Twitter realm of people and their tax stories?
There was a guy who was a restaurant owner. His name was John.
Yeah.
And he woke up in the early 90s, and there were gun-wielding federal agents on his doorstep that stormed his house and his restaurant manager's homes and his two restaurants with no explanation. They just all came in with guns and swept all the premises.
Well, there's no question that the IRS doesn't play fair. And that's part of it. That's the thing about our system. We talk about living in a free country. We listen to all this gobbledygook. We have to pay for our, you know, for the good things in our lives. Yep, that's all well and good. And admittedly, we do have to pay, and we ought to like paying, as long as it's being used for constructive purposes. The problem is about 40 to 45 cents of your tax dollar goes either to things that you don't like or you don't approve of. Richard calls with his story. Go ahead, Richard. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Hey, I was just going to say something in reference to the agents being, you know, the equivalent of the mob. Well, at least in the mafia, they do have a little class and better suits.
Well, maybe there's something to that.
No way to look at it.
Yeah, it is. All right, thanks. 800-510-8255. What's your experience with IRS agents, the collection agents especially? Do they act differently when they're dealing with the taxpayer directly? Never, ever, ever deal with them directly. Always hire somebody to deal with them. That's the first rule. Half past the hour on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Change after the hour. Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you in part by the folks at ProFlowers.com. I'm going to tell you about a special deal for Mother's Day, Jennifer, in just a moment or two. You may want to take advantage of this for your Mother's Day.
I love my mom, and I love mommy.
Rich McFadden is out sick again today. Roberta and Jennifer and I would normally be together. Actually, I can sometimes enlist Roberta earlier in the day. Those of you who listen to the program through the balance of the day know Roberta joins Jennifer and me later on, but she's not here either, so it's Jen Jen and Doug Doug.
You
Michael
and me,
Fortier
kid.
Is at our controls and answering your calls at 800-510-8255. More than a few taxpayers have told me over the years that an IRS agent told them that if they didn't pay their delinquent tax debt, the IRS would throw them in jail. That obviously is something that cannot be done. It is not a crime. Any agent that tells you that knows it's not true. It is not a crime to be unable to pay your taxes. It's only a crime to avoid your taxes. There is a big distinction, and the IRS agents who do not draw that line are the ones who are unethical. And you got to wonder, I don't know, maybe there's an IRS agent listening who will call 800-510-8255 and reflect upon their pay. There are the old rumors about getting paid a percentage of whatever they collect. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When you confront an agent with he's said to you something unlawful, of course they'll say they'll deny. They don't put anything in writing. I remember when they came to me and I gave them a check for $3,500, and it was supposed to finish the payments for what we, you know, they agreed to take, but there was never anything in writing. They agreed to take the money that I owed without penalty, without interest, any of that stuff, because I was like 14 months behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid them all of the money. I got the money and borrowed it here and there and paid them what it was that I owed. And then after I took I gave them the last $3,500 check, I said, please give me a receipt for that, because I marked on the check,
so you can say that
final
you paid
payment.
Up.
And they said, no, you now owe us penalty. And I looked at the guy. I said, you lying son of a... You told me that I didn't have to pay. Well, that's how we work. And
what?
You know, yeah, that's what the guy told me. I can see this guy. He was a squatty little fat...
How long ago was this?
1980s.
So maybe things have changed.
Well, let's hope. There are a lot of horrifying tax tales, and we're taking a few of those calls right now. Jimmy is in Owensboro, Kentucky. Hi, Jimmy. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Doug.
My pleasure.
So often.
Thank you very much.
Horror story. Give some young people. I'm 47 years old. Give some young people some advice on if their wife ever tells them, "I want a divorce. I got a lawyer already." Don't get you a lawyer. I owe $1,100 in taxes this year because she got the better representation than me, and get a lawyer because $1,100 don't seem that much, but right now at this time and point, what's going on? It might as well be $11,000. I'm puzzled at something, Doug.
Yes.
The politics on your show. And really, I know you're involved in politics because of your farm, and you see what's being done as far as the FDA. The FDA is just a big something, one of those things.
Just like the IRS. The FDA and the IRS are
defunded and abolished, just like the IRS and every other. USDA, every bit of it, because the USD don't protect us. They protect the interest.
Right. Same thing with the EPA. It's all the same.
I heard you say a while ago that the truth is what matters. Truth is truth. You know, is the sunshine.
Yes.
This thing.
Yep.
And we shouldn't be talking about Obama or who, because every time I hear something come up about Sarah Palin, oh no, she's not good enough. But if I hear something come about Trump, oh no, something's wrong with him. He's got two left feet. Or something come up Michelle Bobman. We should stop talking about the politics. Because what we got is good enough for us, and that's what we deserve. We should just go ahead and vote him in again and let him go ahead and run the country into the ground. You shouldn't talk about politics on the show. I really believe you should just cut it out. You know,
I don't talk about politics. The Good Day Show is not about politics. The Good Day Show is about things that are going on that we can have some fun with for the most part. IRS stories that we're hearing and we're reading about, those things sometimes have a little swing up to them, a little, you can learn something from them or you can have a little fun with them. That's why I don't do politics on this program. The other program that I do, The Countdown, there is politics in that because that is a program that's aimed at summarizing what's going on in the traditional news talk radio and television world. And so I do throw in my 2 cents worth there. But most people here know how I feel. I just don't want to talk about it because there's plenty of other ways to get that same information. I appreciate your sentiment, sir. Thank you for listening. 800-510-8255. All righty, what else you got from either Facebook or Twitter as we, I don't know how much time. I always want to give people a chance to vent and get this stuff out of their system, but I'm not always sure that at the end of the day,
well, I will tell you this follow-up to John, the story I told you about the restaurant guy.
Yeah.
It turned out the reason that the IRS was there in the first place with guns in all three of his locations because a bitter employee had called them in and said that there was some funny business going on.
Right. Was there? Did they prove anything?
No. He was vindicated.
You see,
IRS
that's the other problem, Jennifer. That's a very good point. The IRS has allowed, is basically encouraged people to rat out others, and they don't really, I mean, how does your next door neighbor know whether you can really afford a boat or a new car? But that's the IRS gets these calls from people, hey, my next door neighbor's got a new boat, and his house needs to be painted, so he doesn't have enough money to paint his house. How can he buy a boat? There's got to be some sort of shenanigans. And the club-footed people, to make reference to what the guy just said, that work for the IRS, they come around. They fall for it. Anything they can do to flex their muscles and scare people.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody, any group, any country that pays its way through intimidation and feels they're not getting a fair shake from the money they invest in their own government is a country that is in trouble. And that's where we are. We are tired of having this stuff. And that's why I'm kind of, I think the day after, you need to give people a chance to let off some steam.
Yeah, vent, relax
right,
a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. James calls from Memphis, listening to KWAM. Hi, James.
Pretty good. A few years back, like 15 years back, my brother was a farmer, and he had a CPA, had all of his taxes, and everything was done honest, clean, you know. And the IRS attacked him, seized his accounts, shut him down. He couldn't make any pay any bills, couldn't pay the people working for him. Destroyed him. He borrowed money from me, and guess what it was all based on?
What?
the person at the IRS was a black person, and they felt like that they should torture and punish farmers for slavery 150 years ago.
Good God.
And took the senator of Tennessee to threaten. They said, hey, either go ahead and withdraw him completely or let him go because he's proved his case. They've done nothing wrong. He's got representation.
See, this is what's wrong again. In a perfect world with perfect government and perfect people, we would not have one American against another American. Thank you, sir, for the call. I'm sorry about that story. But it goes back to sort of what the gentleman was saying before about politics. We have these petty political differences that pit one American against another, and it's for the gain of one that the attacks on the other take place. I think that's very troubling as well. If we're Americans, we ought to be together on the same page. Sure, we can disagree about things. We can disagree about the people who may be available to run, or we can do like we disagree with our bosses sometimes, or we disagree with our spouses sometimes, or we disagree with our friends or our children. We can disagree, and that's probably healthy. Different ideas put forth are always a good idea. But when it gets to the confrontational point, and I think I hold a lot of my talk radio brethren responsible for this sort of thing, it isn't healthy. But I also find that there are people in government who have been so protected. There's this class, Jennifer, of protected people who think they can do anything and have been able to get away with it. I was looking at an IRS suit where a taxpayer was suing the IRS, had a smart lawyer, and I mean, there's some of the egregious complaints that were really never investigated, the secret process that the IRS uses in some circumstances. If you don't have representation, that's as sad as it is. You get a serious problem with the IRS, you don't get representation. The Inspector General for the Tax Administration will come right to you, grab you by the throat, and that's despicable. I think that's a horrible thing. That's a reality about Americans or America, the reality in America. It's something that needs to be fixed for sure. All right, have a few more minutes for some of these stories. 800-510-8255. It's promised an idea for Mother's Day. And here, the Mother's Day 2011 celebration, which is coming up, you need to be ready to order. As a matter of fact, I got a deal for you that you can lock in today. Today, today, today. You're proud of your mother, Jennifer, right?
I love her.
She will be very proud of you if she knows that you ordered flowers early and saved some do-re-mi. So here it is. Take note, take action. Today only. Right now, get 15, yes, count them, 15 colorful tulips for your mother, plus a free glass vase, only $19.99.
Wow.
Hello, this is a no-brainer.
You need that after tax day.
Right, well, you do, exactly. Save some dough after tax day. Your mother is going to love these tulips. I love tulips in the springtime. I'm not anybody's mother, but you know what? I wouldn't mind getting some flowers for Mother's Day or Father's Day either. Pro Flowers guarantees these colorful blooms. They will stay fresh all week long. Get them on Mother's Day. Keep them through the next Sunday. Pro Flowers not only has great prices, Jennifer, they also deliver everywhere. So whether you live near or far, your mother gets that perfect gift of these beautiful flowers and the vase, $19.99. Radio listeners get this exclusive deal. Upgrade to 20 tulips and some gourmet chocolates, $10 more, and they are yours. The incredible deal we're talking about is good only until midnight tonight. Do not miss out. Here's the only way to get the tulips for your mom for $19.99, as I have described. You call 800-PRO-FLOWERS, P-R-O, Flowers, and mention Doug, or you go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in Doug, D-O-U-G. That's proflowers.com. Click on the mic, type in Doug, or call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. This is a deal today only. Order them now.
It's a second chance for every skin. Meet Clinique's Repair Wear Laser Focus Wrinkle and UV Damage Corrector at Macy's. At 12 weeks, see a visible wrinkle-reducing power we proudly compare to a dermatological laser procedure. Different commitment, different results, but impressive results guaranteed.
Meet RepairWare Laser Focus during Clinique bonus time at Macy's and get $60 worth of favorites free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
Jennifer Cohen, fitness expert and author of No Gym Required, is encouraging people to get moving, all in support of Weight Watchers' third annual Walk It Challenge, an initiative that encourages people to incorporate physical activity in conjunction with healthier eating habits into their weight loss goals.
Walking is a great way to stay active, tone muscles, and burn calories. I love that it can be done almost anywhere, with friends, and always at your own pace. Join me in the Weight Watchers Walk It Challenge and start walking today.
As part of their initiative, Weight Watchers will donate $100,000 to the Alliance for a Healthier Generation to support healthier schools and communities. Weight Watchers has declared May 22nd Walk It Day. Visit weightwatchers.com/walkit to learn how to participate and get more information on the 50 official Weight Watchers Walk It Challenge 5K walks being held across the country.
All right, I'm looking at a couple of different things here on the screen and the computer that's in front of me. They don't become very computer literate. I'm actually using a Mac today, which I don't usually use, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of different things here in my reality.
How are you doing with it?
Well,
what do you think? Are you a Mac convert now?
I think I'm all thumbs at the moment, but I'm doing okay. It's great reference stuff. You can... You know, certainly fine there. I have never actually used a Mac before. It's the first time I've ever used it. The kids both have Macs, and so I see them using them. And Megan says, Dad, you can learn pretty easily. But there's a mind. When you're into the IBM, way of doing things, the Microsoft way of doing things, it is sort of like, I don't know, how do I equate it? It's a getting off of an automatic, a machine with automatic transmission, some tractors that are hydro tractors, and, a six-speed transmission. Maybe that's it. The program that you're listening to, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, playing live every evening now via the Internet on WSRadio.com. It's 8 o'clock Pacific time every night on WSRadio.com. WSRadio.com, 8 p.m. Pacific time. If you don't have access to a computer at that time, search WS Radio on your smartphone to listen to the program. There's no excuse to be without Jennifer and me and Richie and everybody else who's here. A lot of people go back and they listen to that hour, and then they go to DougSteffen.com and find some other hours because there's always something new, something happening. Jim, thoughts on the IRS, sir? Please go ahead.
I think that they should have some of their power taken away. I think the Federal Bureau of Investigation or some law would take care of the problem of people not paying their taxes. Because you look at a lot of politicians that don't pay their taxes, there's a lot of people that probably don't, and I just think that they got too much power, let the law take care of it.
Doesn't that blow your mind when you're like Timothy Geithner hadn't paid, $35,000 in taxes, and he says, oh, I forgot, and he pays him. And Tom Daschle couldn't get the job because he had, what was it, 100,000 or 85?
100,000.
It was 100 grand, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So Geithner somehow or other didn't have as big a problem, but we went through this with half a dozen of these people that were appointees, and every time you turn around, you come out with somebody else who hasn't paid. So you have to wonder about, and part of the discussion, Jim, isn't so much about who pays, but how much is paid. We've heard a lot in the last week or so, the class warfare that continues. President says you got to get the rich to pay more. The president focusing
now,
on...
We're the one that gets stuck with the bill. We, the working public.
Yeah, the working guy.
The farmers.
Yep.
The people that are out busting their buns every day.
Yep.
And they don't want to get stuck paying the bill because the people that have got a lot of money to say, you know what, so what? You know, what are they going to do to me?
Well, they can fix it.
I got money.
They have, there are
I
ways.
Got lawyers.
There are ways that lobbyists have created tax policy and you can get around. I think that there's a point that's been made to make Obama's point this week. I saw something indicating 10 years ago, those who were the ultra-rich paid about 24% of their income in taxes, now about 17%. I'm one who says we ought not to be taxing or be engaging in class warfare. I think people have to pay their fair share, whatever that is. I think we all do in some way, shape, or form. Remember, we have confront a lot more taxes than just the income tax. There are at least 14 other taxes pretty much everybody pays every day. 51 passed on Good Day.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I think we've had our, we've gotten, as they say,
I'm done with the IRS.
Our rocks off
them.
On the IRS. Oh, well,
next
for those
we'll
of you who stick
that.
Around next hour, we'll have Stuart Hook sort of wrap up some of the stories.
Give us the rundown.
Final day, exactly. The email marketing, our program is listened to by lots of people who have small businesses. And many people are now realizing, I just did last night when I got to New York, I had a waiting for me, a 14-page social media marketing proposal and tactics summary for the Doug Steffen Good Day website.
Cool.
And for social media in general, because I have I don't have a comfortable place in my head and my experience
well,
for all
it's
this
hard.
Stuff.
Even for people my age, it's
yeah.
hard. To, it's a whole new world.
It
unless
really
you're
is.
In your 20s, this
yep.
is not something we grew up
with. But there are so many different things, the Twittering and the fan pages and the things that are important to people who are doing what we do for a living, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't just us in social media. It's pretty much everybody. So, you know, you look at how this all works, a Facebook connection, which may be more powerful even than websites. And now all these things are part of communicating, as is proper email marketing from businesses like mine to maybe businesses like yours. I'm a business-to-business person, and you may have a small business, and you want a great way to grow your business or communicate with your maybe you're the coach of a Little League team or some activity. You're raising funds, and you're having a fundraiser this weekend. How do you get to people who will come and who will help you? There's a free club you can now join with tons of resources to do email marketing, and it's really done the right way. It's free at CaptainEmail.com. CaptainEmail, all one word, .com. It's faster than the mail. It's able to, if you have competition trying to get people, let's face it, we are confronted by 3,000, all of us, on average, we have 3,000 different impressions every day. Radio commercials, ideas on the radio, television, same thing, print media, all over the internet. You're watching your screen. It's, look at the side of the screen. Every time I go on to something, I see all of these ads that are aimed at things that obviously
that
I'm interested
like.
In, that they've
yeah.
cookied. Yeah. All right, so here's what I'm suggesting. If you have a way to create ideas and you want to communicate them, here's the way to go to that step. CaptainEmail.com. Check it out, all right? CaptainEmail.com. Technology Tailor time here on Good Day, Better Living with Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor. Can you guess, Jennifer, why PC sales are sharply declining?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see if
smartphones.
Your guess is as good as Alex's. Alex, our technology tailor, will tell you next up on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The personal computing industry is in a big slump, isn't it? What with so many consumers buying tablets like the iPad instead of a PC, all manufacturers are struggling these days, aren't they? They are, except for Apple. In the first quarter of this year, Apple's market share in personal computers grew to 9.3%, according to research from Gartner. That's an annual increase of a whopping 19%. How good is that? Remarkable, considering how the competition fared. Acer, not long ago the industry darling thanks to thriving netbook sales, saw its overall market share decline 25% year over year. Dell market share fell 12%. HP down 3.5%. Besides Apple, only Toshiba saw its market share increase at a rate of 11%. What this tells us is that people are buying into the Apple ecosystem. After purchasing an iPhone, experiencing an iPad, we're buying Macs. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, you see all the damage done? We had the little yesterday 3.9 earthquake in northern central California. And then there is the storm system, a big storm system again, not as big as the one that went through over the weekend. They're trying to assess all of the damage in North Carolina, which seems to have been the state that was hardest hit. 21 people were killed there, but 45 across six different states, Jennifer. It'll
wow.
be weeks before they put the final assessment to this, but it's really kind of a complex, complicated thing. And once again, the tax man cometh to take your money to help these people. Is that appropriate? Yes. Where necessary, I think it is appropriate. It's how well organized it is. Remember, Brownie, you're doing a great job. That's not the way.
Brownie?
No. Brownie, go home, probably.
Aww.
Or let's have nuts in our brownies. 59 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day.